This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 438 for Monday, June 17th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures canola contracts are stronger on Monday due to the different amounts of rain in Western Canada and in the U.S. The July canola contract gained $4.70 at $4.5960 per ton. The November contract jumped $5.10 at $4.7540 per ton. The lack of significant rainfall on the prairies over this past weekend wasn't enough to help crops that much. Meanwhile, far more rain on the U.S. Midwest and plains has further delayed an already slow pace of planting, and that has pushed up prices in Chicago with spillover into canola. The Canadian dollar, compared to Friday's close, is a little weaker so far on Monday at 74.55 U.S. cents. There will be two acreage reports released next week. Stats Canada issues its acreage report on June 26th, and the USDA releases its acreage report on June 28th. The USDA report is widely expected to show the switch U.S. farmers made from corn to planting soybeans. Later this afternoon, the USDA issues its weekly crop progress report. The markets believe about 90 to 95% of U.S. corn will be planted, closing on the five-year average of 100%. About 82% of U.S. soybeans should be planted, but still behind the five-year average of 93%. And about 14% of U.S. winter wheat has been harvested. Rain this weekend caused further planting delays in the U.S. Midwest and plains. The forecast is calling for more rain over much of the region, and there is a chance that 15 to 18 million acres of soybeans won't be planted this year. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger, with the July soybean contract up 16 cents at $9.13 per bushel. The July soy oil was up 53 one-hundredths of a cent at 28.14 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal was up 80 cents at 324.30 per hundredweight. Corn futures were higher, with the July contract up 2 cents at 455 per bushel. The July oats contract was down 5 cents at 297.5 per bushel. Wheat futures were mixed Monday. The July contract in Chicago was up 1 cent at 539.5 per bushel. Kansas City July wheat was down 1 cent at 475.5 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat for July was down 3 cents at 560 per bushel. For more news from the Markets Farm News Team and expert analysis from Bruce Burnett and Mike Jubenville, go to marketsfarm.com. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Monday, June 17th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.